Welcome in, San Diego. It's Jade Hindman. On today's show, San Diego Pride has a new executive director. She joins us to share her vision for the organization. This is KPBS Midday Edition, connecting our communities through conversation. Welcome back to KPBS Midday Edition. I'm your host, Jade Hindman. In some local nonprofit news, San Diego Pride has named a brand new executive director. Her name is Leanne Marchese. She's from Encinitas and joins me now to share her goals for the position. Leanne, welcome to Midday Edition.
Thanks for having me. I so appreciate being a part of the show.
So glad to have you here with us. So first of all, big congratulations to you. You know, what was your immediate reaction to being offered the executive director role?
Disbelief, really, at first, because it is such the process was so intensive, really included an enormous amount of people, as you can imagine, getting the community weighed in, the staff, volunteers, and the board. Disbelief and then absolute joy and honor, really. It's a privilege to have the opportunity to lead this organization that is such an iconic part of our community, both the community on a regional level, as well as the LGBTQIA community.
Yeah. Well, for those who don't know, what is San Diego Pride at its core? I mean, what does the organization do and stand for?
Well, the organization at its core fosters respect, dignity, and equality for LGBTQIA individuals. And we do that on a local, a national, and a global level. You know, our vision is a world free of discrimination and bias. So that is the very essence at the core of what San Diego Pride is. We pursue that mission by creating safe places where LGBTQIA and allies can celebrate and also continue our protests, continue that diligent social justice and advocacy that is so important to our community.
Well, with so many legislative efforts to roll back that dignity and the rights of the LGBTQ plus community happening nationally, how does that inform what you do here locally?
Well, that informs us really on our year-round voter engagement and advocacy, you know, to really ensure that the rights of LGBTQIA individuals, especially youth, are preserved and protected. And as you said, though we've made tremendous strides, there is still more work to be done. We can really feel that extremism sometimes, you know, biting at our heels. And we need to continue the advocacy efforts. In fact, we right now are engaged in a voter advocacy to get folks to register to vote, to make a plan to vote, trying to really make sure that at the very grassroots of what we're doing on our year-round programs, that we're getting people engaged in the process, because we never know when we may have to really rise up and get that fight to the community again.
Yeah. Given all that, what is your vision for your position and for the organization?
Well, I think the board certainly, made some decisions and has given, some light on moving forward with things that are important, I think, to the community and to the board, and focusing on stability for the organization, focusing on sustainability for Pride, and really doing everything we can to implement a strategic planning process that will help, create the next 50 years of Pride. So the vision that I have is really an extensive connection with the community to understand community needs, to understand needs from the staff, the board, the volunteers, so we can build a strategic plan, again, to take us to 3, 5, 10 years in the future.
What's the biggest community need right now?
You know, the community need really is unity. The intersectionality of our organization continues to grow as people feel the personal autonomy to be who they are, to express themselves as they are, and to crave the opportunity to have safe spaces to do that. We as a community, and you know, within the San Diego region, you know, we have over 350,000 individuals who identify as LGBTQIA. That's a big group, a lot of intersectionality. So I would say that we are really focused on unity, on coming together as a community, and really focusing on that in the events, and certainly Pride Week and all the other events that we do throughout the year.
Well, San Diego Pride has been a staple of our community for many years. The first lesbian and gay parade in San Diego was formed in 1974, but Pride was officially started as a nonprofit in the 90s. How have you seen the organization evolve over the years?
Well, it's grown, you know, from a certainly a protest celebration in its early years, to certainly being one of the iconic events within the region. And that really has grown, not only from Pride Week, where it's become more than just a parade or even a festival, but now we have the rally, we have, you know, She Fest, we have other events that are happening during Pride Week, and then throughout the year. So coming up in September, later September 21st, we have Latin Knee Pride, which is happening in Barrio Logan, and hosting a safe, inclusive environment for the LGBTQIA community, Latin Knee community, to come together. So we'll continue to do that through our youth programs, and also, you know, programs that are focusing on different coalitions within our community. So I've seen Pride grow from just an individual weekend event to expanding that Pride Week, and then also expanding throughout the year to continue to provide inclusive and safe spaces to protest, to celebrate, and find joy within our community.
Well, you have a lot of prior nonprofit experience. Before this, you worked for a life science nonprofit addressing poverty and inequality in San Diego. What have you learned works well for running a successful nonprofit?
What works well is supporting the team. I think we have a tremendously passionate, committed team of staff, volunteers, and board members. And, you know, my job really is to provide that support and shape that passion into sustainability and growth for the organization. I have really found throughout my, I guess, years within the nonprofit space that that leadership is just a key component. Making sure that people have a voice and a connection to both myself, the board, the community, and our team. We really want to keep those pathways of communication open to continue to engage the community and make sure that we are hearing and lifting up those voices to help shape and grow the impact of San Diego Pride.
And you touched on this earlier, but the organization promises to uphold inclusivity, equality, justice. How will you further that mission? I know earlier you mentioned voter registration efforts. Talk a bit more about some of the things you're doing.
Well, I mean, currently right now we have a community survey to help us plan for 2025 Pride. We're inviting the community. We've gotten hundreds of responses. We're very excited about extending that into September and hearing back from the community on what we can do specifically for Pride Week. In addition to that, we'll be embarking on a strategic planning process that will not only include our internal opportunities for engagement with our volunteers, our staff, and our board, but will extend into the community and invite folks to come into a community workshop, if you will, to give feedback on how they see Pride evolving. I'll be hosting an open house coming up in the next couple of weeks for folks to come down, especially volunteers to come down and meet me and get to know who I am. And most importantly, have me get to know who they are. So having opportunities for this two-way communication, you know, I really come at this work with a tremendous amount of humility around the fact that Pride is the community's organization. And really representing that and making sure that there's two-way communication about what that is. So those are just some things that we'll be doing to really reach out into the community, get feedback, and get people involved. Because this is everybody's Pride, right? It's the entire community. It belongs to all of us. And beyond Hillcrest and be, you know, into the region and into communities within different friend groups or families and others. You know, we want to invite everyone to be a part of Pride. And that will be one of my goals, to make that happen.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned that intersectionality is a really central pillar of Pride's work. Lay that out for me and what intersectional advocacy looks like.
I come at this every day from a learning mentality to hear and listen to what different groups are really representing in our community. You know, I think we are a diverse community representing many intersectionality identities. And there may not always be a coalescing around that, right? We need to continue the conversations and bring that up, either whether it's a generational or just life experience. And really what's important to me is that we always have a space for dialogue and ultimately remain committed to lifting up each other. And I think that is something to always be aware of and to understand what is the intersectionality within our community. What do each one of those letters, you know, that we have that represents our intersectionality represent? And I believe that we have to continue the conversations, continue coming together in order to uplift every one of those voices, young, old, LGBTQIA. And that is a big tent. So the goal is to have a space for everyone, especially whether it's a family member, a friend, yourself. We want to make sure that everyone in the community has a space at San Diego Pride.
Yeah. Well, what role do allies have in the fight for LGBTQ plus rights?
I think it's a huge role. One of the things that I have found in my experience as a volunteer, as a former board member at San Diego Pride, and just recently as a volunteer, you know, I had a person who came up to me and shared that they have a family member who's identifies as trans, decided to bring that family member to Pride. And this is an aunt. She was very proud to be supportive of her, you know, I guess the coming out of this family member, and they were very important to her, and to have a place where she could go and be supportive and be a supportive ally, and they could go together, was very important. And when I see that, I realize that there's a very important role for allies to play. You know, have two sons myself and understand from a family perspective what other families are addressing within the LGBTQIA spectrum, whether, you know, we're looking at, you know, youth movement and transgender kids who really have a lot of questions, and families are really doing everything they can to be supportive. And we always want to be a supportive place for allies and our entire community.
Yeah. Well, there's support. And then there's also the issue of safety. You know, earlier this year, a series of drive-by pellet gun shootings targeted LGBTQ plus businesses in Hillcrest. This past weekend, at least 4 people were hit with gel pellets in the same neighborhood. I mean, what do violent incidents like that tell us about safety for the LGBTQ plus community right here in San Diego?
Well, it's an unfortunate reality that it is just something that as a community, it's not something new to us. You know, it's something that we've experienced before, and it's traumatizing for the community. I think that something that occurs to any one of us occurs to all of us. And at Pride, we're really focused on creating a safe environment. We're aware of what happened over the weekend. And unfortunately, these types of incidences are on the rise. So we have to be very diligent in our security plans, which we are, that include, you know, both law enforcement, but also even more robustly as a community. You know, what do we do to keep each other safe? What do we do to empower and engage our community to be aware, to make sure that they're doing their best to celebrate, enjoy life, be themselves in safe places? And that's what San Diego Pride really focuses on, is creating those environments.
Yeah. Well, what can be done to improve that sense of safety?
Well, I think what we can do is continue to make sure that within our communities, we have a tremendous awareness. And as a community, we also are coming together. You know, certainly our organizations, both in the business community and our sister organizations within the LGBTQIA space, are continuously talking about how we make sure that our community is safe and that we are creating these safe spaces. You know, San Diego Pride has a very robust safety and security plan for really all of our events. And we work in a way that is, the ecosystem that we work in is both law enforcement and community, and we come together around that to create a safety plan for the event.
This is KPBS Midday Edition. We're back after the break.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalage, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
Welcome back to KPBS Midday Edition. I'm your host, Jade Hindman. I am here with Leanne Marchese. She is the new executive director of San Diego Pride. Well, I want to talk about youth activists because they're at the forefront of the fight for LGBTQ plus rights in San Diego and beyond. How do you plan to center their voices through your work at Pride?
Well, I think that one of the areas that we really focus on is that youth empowerment and being able to create year-round activities for youth to have a space where they can come together and be empowered and engaged. The Youth Leadership Summit is something that we have been working on and invite youth from all over the region to participate in. And having an opportunity to also have allies and even family members included in that is something that we continue to have a focus on. And we will continue to focus on our youth programming to make sure that we have that available for young people, not just within our central area within San Diego, but throughout the region.
Well, and we talk about youth, but we can't forget about the elders. So how does Pride honor LGBTQ plus elders in the community?
Well, that's a legacy that is so important to me. When I was the executive director of Elder Help, I created and kind of worked on a collaborative coalition to focus on LGBT older adults. There really is a loss of opportunity on what we do with elders within our community, especially at that time. And I think we want to elevate the importance of the legacy that older adults, especially within our communities and leaders, have contributed to Pride. So that is something that I think one of the visions that I have is to really take a look at how we can integrate different generations in the programming, especially around our youth voices programming. Love to see an intergenerational roundtable come together where youth can really hear what the history has been, and hear from folks who were there at the beginning of Pride, at those beginning days, to really share the vision and make sure that we keep this legacy going from generation to generation. So I have hopefully a vision to honor that by some intergenerational programming, which I think would be really powerful for Pride.
Excellent. What does Pride mean to you personally?
Oh, that's a great question. And certainly something I shared on my journey. I grew up in Encinitas, kind of hometown girl, and really grew up in a space that wasn't very inclusive. But I really had heard about Pride. And I remember my first Pride I rode down on the bus. I found a way to get down there by myself. And I was able to go to the festival. And I kind of remember you know, just walking through the festival and just being amazed, and then coming over and seeing the stage and seeing LGBTQ folks coming together and being together for themselves. And it was completely empowering, just really empowered me in such a way that made me feel like I'm going to be okay. And I have a place to go. I have a place to feel safe. I have a community that I can turn to. And it gave me a tremendous amount of confidence. And I continued with my engagement with Pride, both as a volunteer and, of course, have gone to several Prides, and also on the board, and been a part of, you know, I remember, I believe it was 1994, I remember the tear gas incident. I was in the middle of that right on the curb, and just experiencing that, and also experiencing microaggressions and, you know, having to kind of pretend I'm straight in different environments. I've been through that. I've been through that trauma. And I have always, on the day of Pride and the week of Pride, felt like, wow, I am so empowered on this day. I can be who I want in a safe space and love who I want. That's a powerful thing. So Pride has a great deal of importance to me personally. And I feel just, again, privileged and honored to be leading this organization.
Well, Leanne, before I let you go, is there anything else our listeners should know about you?
My door is always open, and I want to hear from you. I am absolutely committed to the entire community and making sure that San Diego Pride is an organization that is inclusive and safe and creates a space for hopefully millions of others to feel what I have felt at my first Pride.
I've been speaking with Leanne Marchese. She is the new executive director of San Diego Pride. Leanne, congratulations again, and thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the Del Mar Wine and Food Festival, October 2nd to 7th. Founded in partnership with Alex Morgan, Drew Brees, and Rob Machado, the festival gathers chefs from San Diego and national TV, a celebration of SoCal culture. Tickets at delmar.wine.